Welcome to the Everyone is Psychic podcast. Did you know a mechanic is psychic about cars? A mother is psychic about her kids, and a cook is psychic in the kitchen. I bet you're psychic too, about whatever you focus on. And if you've ever felt bothered by your sensitivity, or overwhelmed, lost, or stuck in life, your psychic abilities may be the key. Your sensitivity is actually the key to your success in life, if you know how to work with it. On this podcast, I, along with special guests, will show you the way through. Now, let's go.
Hi, I'm Alicia Skye from AliciaSkyeWellness.com, introducing my friend and mentor, Anne O'Brien. Anne started her spiritual journey as a teenager. She has worked with thousands of people worldwide and offers personal readings and classes. Our topic today is Psychic Readings 101, how to read a person or situation. Anne, could you share your perspective about this?
Absolutely. So a lot of people think in order to be psychic, they have to like all of a sudden get this revelation and they have to wait for it to come. And what I learned and what I now teach is you actually can just decide you're going to sit down and look at something energetically, and most all of us can see with a little practice and training. When I teach this ability, I teach often using a symbol, and this is not the only way to do it, by the way, but this is a handy symbol that I learned, and it's the symbol of a rose. So you would close your eyes and imagine a rose, and it's a universal symbol that implies that we're each unique and we're all different, but we're all part of the whole. We use a lot of color imagery as well. So if I ask you to think of a person you're curious about and then imagine a rose that represents them, you can ask, okay, what color is that rose? And then what does that tell me about this person? What do I feel about this color? What does it mean to me? So if you want to try it right now, you can just close your eyes and think of somebody that you're curious about, anybody in your life, or you know, even somebody you don't know that well, and just ask to see a rose in your mind's eye. And then notice the color, and then ask again, what does this color mean to me? What does it tell me about this person? And this is a present time snapshot, so this is something, in my opinion, like you're tapping into where they're at right now, something going on with them. That's how I start most all of my readings. And you can also notice the size and the shape and the qualities of the rose. So if it's in full bloom, in my language interpretation, that might mean they're in a cycle of full expression in their lives. Or if it's a bud, there might be a new beginning happening for this person. If the petals are falling off, there might be a completion cycle happening. So again, this is not the only tool, but this is one way that I've learned that most people can easily do right away. And you can get a lot of symbolic stuff about somebody. Children, by the way, are very good at this because they're naturally imaginative as well. So most of us adults, when we're learning to do psychic readings or, you know, tap into energy, we get in our own way a lot because our heads get busy, whereas the kids aren't that logical yet. They're in so much of the state of wonder that they're really, really good and spot on. And unfortunately, they get shut down a lot by the adults that don't want them to see. But our job, if we're trying to, you know, develop these abilities, is to click back into the childlike part of each of us.
It's our true self.
Yeah. And my daughter is 4 and she's like, oh my God, she blows me away.
And what if someone's not a visual person?
Yeah. So not everybody's visual. I was going to mention that we can often hear, you know, sometimes we'll see a picture. Sometimes if I sit down and you ask me about a person, I might actually hear a message, or I might feel something, or I might just know something. So everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. And I think it's important to notice what yours are. I think they can all be developed, but don't discount what you're getting if you're not seeing a rose. With practice, as you're learning to do readings, you'll develop your own inner language. So for me, when I first started doing readings, every time I saw a motorcycle, I knew there was a power issue going on. Somebody was working on their personal power, or there would be a power battle maybe. And the way I would know what it was is I would see the motorcycle, and then I would ask, okay, what does this mean? What's next? And then I would see the next picture, or I would get a message. I would hear battle, or I'd feel a tightness in my solar plexus. That's, oh, there's a, you know, control power battle going on. Or I would see power, and I would see them lifting weights with a smile on their face. And then I know, okay, this is a good thing. They're coming into their power. So it's really playful like that. And it's just like, again, not going, oh my God, I don't know what a motorcycle means, and shutting down, but going, oh, okay, now I can ask for the next thing and I can make up a story and tell them. And most people are very accurate if they just play with it and go with it. So you can also, just to conclude, you can use the same technique that I gave to read a situation. So not only can you read a person, but if I, you know, somebody asks me what's going on at my job, I could close my eyes, picture a rose that represents their job, or just ask for a message about their job, depending on if the rose works for you or not. You can use this technique to look at the energy around an event or a specific choice. If you have a decision to make, what is the energy around choosing A? And then clear the screen, clear the picture, and then what is the energy around choosing B? And then you look and see, what's that? What color is that? Which color do you like better? So it's not about getting it right or wrong. It's really about getting curious and having a state of wonder and asking for a clear message about what's going on, so you can make your choice from an empowered point of view.
So today we're joined by the amazing Ayama Natara. She's a shaman, an author, a healer, a teacher, a trance channel, a clairvoyant, a mystery school initiate, a Kabbalist, and an animal communicator. Her practice today is a synthesis of all that she has studied from a distinct shamanic viewpoint that honors the masculine and the feminine with a focus on empowerment. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Well, we would love to hear your take on Psychic Readings 101, how to read a person or a situation.
It was always weird for me growing up that not everybody got the information I got. My baseline, my normal, was that you understood, that you knew more, that you talked to the critters, that, you know, all this kind of stuff. I remember, oh gosh, I don't even remember how old I was, possibly like 6 or 8. And my mother was angry at one of our cats for something. And I was like, well, but don't you understand? This is what's going on. And it was weird to me that she didn't get it and that she didn't understand the cat. But I think that we do all read innately. I mean, I can't think of a person who hasn't walked into a room and felt something off, or known when something was going on with their best friend. You know, you ask somebody, you know, how they're doing. You ask, like, your best friend how you're doing. And if they say fine, sometimes you're like, no, but really, how are you doing? You know, 90% of communication, more than that possibly, is nonverbal. And I'm not even talking about body language. It's energetic. I can be on the phone with somebody and just get that feeling of something's up. Let's talk about it, you know. A lot of my friends have learned that, like, they might as well just, you know, say, yeah, I'm not okay or whatever, because I'll keep asking. I'm obnoxious like that, I guess. I think when I'm teaching people how to read, the biggest thing is getting out of your own way. You know, and you touched on that. And we get in our own way so many different ways. And I think the biggest one is expectations. We expect to get the information this way or that way. And I see it the most, it's the most easily illustrated in animal communication. People expect, like, to talk to an animal is like this weird Dr. Doolittle experience. You know, they expect to get words. And animals don't necessarily do words, you know? I'll get, you know, feelings or impressions or tastes or smells or just knowingness. I do a lot of knowingness. I call myself clairvoyant, but it's really just sort of a clairsentient. You know, the information comes in on a bunch of different levels. But when we expect the information to come in, you know, via sight, as you said, or via sound, we don't necessarily understand that, you know, maybe that smell that I'm getting is a thing, you know. And one of the things that I teach people is just to, as you said, trust and just say what you're getting. And you can, you know, couch it if you need to. Like, I'm not sure what this means, but I'm getting that, da-da-da, does that mean anything to you, kind of thing. And the more we do that, you know, and the weirder it is, you know, the better the feedback, because we're like, I have no idea what this is. You know, I always let people know, you can blame it on the psychicness or, you know, the voices in your head or, you know, whatever you want to call it. You don't have to take personal responsibility. You don't have to take, well, not responsibility, but ownership of the information that's coming through. You can just say, this is what I'm getting. I don't know what it means. I'm going to give it to you. You tell me. And that way there's less opportunity for the ego to get involved and to trip us up. You know, and some people worry about, like, the cold reading versus, like, you know, cues and stuff like that. And if you're asking me to read you, I don't think you really care about where how the information is coming in. You want the information. And so, you know, if I happen to get some cues for you or you give me feedback and that gets wrapped into the reading, then you're just getting a wider perspective on the information.
I find sometimes they talk so much they get in their way, and I can get more if they talk less. But if they don't talk enough, this is just me, and I'm sure you and I can talk about this all day, but when they don't give me enough, I'm like, well, I want to make the most of your time and money here. Why don't you direct me a little bit? Because I could read all day of things you don't want to know about, because there's so much to know about any one person. So if you at least tell me, I want to know about my relationship, and you know, they say their name and the other person's name, I'm like, okay, then I know where to go.
Sure. Yeah. I learned very early on, and I think it's part of that whole like parental or adult shutting down of the psychic kid kind of thing. I learned very early on, don't read people unless they ask. Don't read people without permission. And so it is good to have parameters, because it's like, let me know what door you want me to open.
But I tell them too, I'm not a peeping Tom, because sometimes people are nervous, like, oh my God, what's she going to see? Like, does she see that I smoke pot or whatever it is? You know, I'm like, I could care less. Like, and that's not what you're coming to me for. So I tell my client, I think you're showing me the pictures that I need to see. So there, you can, you know, be reassured with that.
I'm a fan of boundaries, even when working with spirit, especially when working with spirit. So I want to know who I'm working with. Most of the time I find, like, when I check in and see where it's coming from their guides or their higher self, the person that I'm reading.
You've been so eloquent in what you've had to share, and you have a really strong perspective and clearly an incredible amount of knowledge. So what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Probably via my website, which is ayamanatara.com. People can contact me either via my website, the contact form, or via Facebook. Facebook takes a little bit longer. My Facebook page is just ayamanatara, all one word.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Nice to talk with you.
You too. Yeah.
Okay, bye. Thanks for tuning in to the Everyone is Psychic podcast. To learn more about classes, private sessions, or for more free resources, visit everyoneispsychic.com. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. This supports us to keep sharing and allows more people to benefit. Have a great day and catch you next time.